The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, Girls Night gang, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis Wattas. Our guest today is a fellow Bachelor alum who charmed New Zealand and won over America during her time on the Bachelor New Zealand and Bachelor Winter Games. She then went on to appear on the Bachelorette New Zealand. Not only is she Bachelor Nation royalty known around the world, she is one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram due to her hilarious, relatable, and I don't give a fuck attitude. So Girls Night gang, let's welcome Lily McManus. Did I say it right?
Nailed it.
McManus. You make it sound like anus, like it's definitely McManus, but you're like McAnus, and I'm kind of all right with it.
I'm so sorry. I am the worst with names. McManus. I texted Alon. Do you know Alon, the producer from The Bachelor?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce her last name? Because I feel so rude when I have guests on and I cannot pronounce shit. Like, I don't know what happened to me in high school. I mean, elementary school. Like, I did not learn how to speak correctly. And here I am having a podcast. So, you know,
pretend there's an I instead of a U.
What do you mean? Oh, McManus.
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 Yeah.
Yay. Okay. Well, yeah. Although we've never officially met, I feel like you are the perfect guest for Girls Night. Your Instagram posts are hysterical. You really are one of a kind, my friend. So
honestly, I remember, I'm trying to think about how we kind of met, because obviously we met via Instagram. We've never actually met in real life, but I think I was living in LA at the time and I made a story in these hoop earrings, and I made some story being like, fucking go to the gym in your hoops, bitches, who gives a shit? And then someone must have sent that to you, because obviously you have a hoop company.
Yeah. Shout out Hoop Nation by Alexis. Yeah. And I was like, I need to send this girl some hoops.
And there we go. And now it's started. Now we're here.
Yeah, no, but I feel like we're soulmates. Everything you post, I either thought about, like thought about in that moment, same day. I'm like, are we the same person? This is really creepy. Like, what did you just put on your Instagram story? And I was like, that was a title. I wrote that in my notes for one of my podcast topics.
That was insane when you sent me that message. I was like, no way.
I know. We are very strange girls and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Damn up. Straight up.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on. And we also just found out about each other that we both are patients of each. It's not patients. It's we are ADHD
people. We are. I only found that out like so recently. Honestly, how long ago were you diagnosed with your ADHD? Like,
oh, probably when I came out of my mom's vagina, but they didn't know. high school.
Oh shit. See, like mine was really recent, like literally probably only like 6 months ago or something, but I'm not super hyperactive and I didn't know that you could be ADHD, like ADD or whatever they call it, without being hyperactive. Like my brain is super hyperactive, but my body can stay like slightly relaxed. So therefore no one really noticed.
Yeah. See, I'm hyperactive in my brain and in my body. So like, I don't know what I have. I probably have ADHD times two and ADD. time, but you know, God gave me this brain and I appreciate it, because I would never think of the weirdest things. I'm telling you, right before we started this podcast, if you had my brain for 5 minutes, you'd be like, get this the fuck away from me. I don't know what the fuck's going on in here. It's a fucking weird world, and take it back.
No, honestly, I feel the same way about my own brain. Sometimes I just want to like rip it out and like leave it by my bedside table just for like 24 hours so I can just like fucking tell it to calm the shit down, you know.
It never stops, but it also honestly never ceases to amaze me. And yeah, why we are gonna play the first segment called Alexis's ADHD thoughts and Lily's reactions. Okay, first thought that came to my brain was, did you know that a dork is the name of a whale's penis?
Who the fuck is like supposed to know that? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to Google it because I think I saw it on Instagram and it might be false. So I might be fooling Girls Night Gang. I'm sorry, but let me, Kevin, can you look it up just for clarify, just for,
what, whale's dick?
Yeah. But it, I heard it's huge though. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, I can imagine. Like, are all whale's dicks called dorks, or is there like a certain breed, or like, I need more.
See, this is what happens. I like think of things and then I get into a YouTube hole of like, Kevin, are you looking it up?
Yeah, it's true.
I am so smart. But is it a dork for all whales or just like certain type of whales?
I think for all whales.
What about about a whale's vagina? Is that named something?
Yeah. Is that like a nerd? That was the worst fucking joke.
No, I love you. Okay. Well, I mean, we learn something new every day. A dork though. Imagine like, I don't like the dork.
I can't find one for vagina.
Keep looking. Okay.
What is it? Yeah, there has to be. That's sexist if there's a name for a whale dick, but not a whale vagina.
Yeah, that'll be so rude.
That's fucking rude.
Okay. This I've been watching. So my next ADHD thought is.
San Diego is what it's called.
A whale's vagina?
Yeah.
Is San Diego?
Apparently it was coined in 1904.
San Diego.
Like San Diego?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And like, how do you go from a dork? Like, oh, let me stick my dork in your San Diego.
I don't know if that's true. That's just what I'm finding.
Right? Yeah, I don't feel like that's, I feel like that's off.
That's all I got.
Okay. Moving on from whale penises and vaginas. What do cops do with all the drugs and money that they seize? Is that a good question?
That's an incredible question. I feel like they, what, do they just like use it at their Christmas party? I don't know.
Like what was I watching? And I think they did like the biggest drug bust of all time. And it's like, what do they do with all that cocaine and all that money and all that drug money?
Do you know the answer to this? This is the thing about my ADHD is like, I need answers to things. I don't like, no, I need it. I need the information.
My thoughts, and then I need you to help me.
Oh, Kevin.
I know what it is. Yeah.
What?
Can you tell us?
The community and seized drugs are incinerated.
What does that mean?
Burned, essentially.
They burn the money?
No, not the money, the drugs. Money is funneled back into the community, I believe.
Oh, the community.
The
liar.
Community. Yeah, right. They literally pocket that shit. Imagine finding, you're a cop and you find like $50 million.
You'd have to like just sneak a few honeys like in your pocket.
Slip at least, yeah, like
that becomes government property. They don't burn that.
Yeah, but they burn all the cocaine and all the weed. That's so crazy.
And seized guns.
Really? I always thought about that. I'm like, they can't just burn all that money like when people, they could be giving it to like people that actually need it. Or they're definitely pocketing that shit. Oh my God. I just had an outer body experience. I had no idea where I was for a second. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, all the time. Honestly, all the time. I forgot where we were. I went there with you. I don't know where we went together, but I was totally not on this podcast for like 2 seconds there.
No, I don't know. I think I just was envisioning all, like if I found $50 million worth of drugs and money, I feel like I that I don't know. Okay.
I started thinking about the economy and how, like, I don't know anything about the economy. And I was like, wait, can they just burn money, or how do they put it back into, because, like, why can't they just print more money and everyone be rich? Like, that's where my brain went.
I know. That's what I think about a lot too. Cause I'm just, why don't we just print more money if we are struck, if we're in so much debt?
Wait, okay. I'm going to ask you a question and I don't want you to be offended by it.
Okay.
Is your boyfriend a finance bro? Just by the look of him, that's the vibe I get.
He's a finance broker?
Like, have you heard of the term, like, finance bro, where they work in finance?
No, but he is into, like, the stock market and shit, which, like, when he talks to me about it, I completely ignore.
That would be really difficult. It's having a boyfriend that knows his shit.
I mean, no, it's good that he knows it and he's interested in it, but I'd rather talk about whale penises and how pop sees money than a fucking Bitcoin that I don't fucking understand. Like, you know what I mean? But he's making his money doing this. He's into it, but he's not, like, that's not his, like, normal job. He just does it for fun. But
what is his normal job?
He flips houses and I'm getting my real estate license. He's a man of very, he does a lot of things. He does houses. He, like, invests in clubs. I'm like, oh, and now he's, like, a big finance guy in the stock market. I don't fucking know. He tells me things and I just completely ignore him. Like, I'm like, this is a waste of, I'm not going to understand this. I don't understand Bitcoin. I don't understand cryptocurrency. So zip it. I want to talk about dorks, penises, you know?
Can we please normalize, like, not knowing what the fuck your boyfriend does for a job? Because I feel like I've definitely felt the same way where people have been like, so what does your boyfriend do for work? And I'm like, I don't actually even fucking know anymore.
I know. I just, like, really, I just know he makes money and I'm just like, I don't really care.
Like, the bills are paid and that's all I care about.
Yeah, no, like, he is a businessman. He works his ass off. He does so much, but he does so many different things that, like, I don't know how to put it into one category, but I'm getting my real estate license because he buys properties and flips them. So then I'll take all his money. You know what I mean? That's the
point. Oh, you guys can be like a power duo.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to do. But real estate's fucking hard. I still have to count my fingers. And I, like, passed the last exam and I was like, how did I do that? Cause it was all numbers. And I was like, I still have to go like this, like five.
Is that an ADHD thing? Cause I can still, like, barely read a clock.
No, but my I don't think kids nowadays know how to read a clock. Like, do they in elementary school teach? That's another ADHD thought. In
school, well, when they don't. Well, when was the last time you've seen a fucking clock?
I mean, I see them, but I know how to read
them.
I don't read them. I mean, I know how to read them, but now with everything being just, like, on your phone or, you know, in elementary schools, are they teaching how to tell time on a clock?
I mean, I really hope that they are. I can read a clock. I'm not gonna stitch myself up like that, but it definitely, like, isn't something I choose to do by choice. Like, if there's a clock and there's my phone, I'm definitely gonna go for my phone.
100%. But sometimes at the gym I do, but I'm kind of, like, losing it. Like, I kind of forgot.
it takes like a hot minute. Like, you gotta get your finger out and, like, count around and, like,
it's okay. I'm gonna take a little sip of tequila, even though I'm never drinking again after Greece, and then here I am. Okay, are you ready to play a game, Lily?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now let's play a game called Let's Get Really Silly with our guest Lily. Oh yeah.
Did Kevin think of that title? That's good.
No, my ADHD brain did. Let's go.
Okay. Out of you.
What Bachelor show did you enjoy the most and the least, and why? Because you've been around the world, baby.
I've been around the block. I'm like the town bicycle for Bachelor franchise. Look, like, I'll be completely honest with you. My favorite, and I'll explain why, because it probably doesn't sound right, but my favorite was actually Winter Games, which is what I did in America.
Yes.
And my least favorite was the Bachelorette, like being the Bachelorette. That was, look, and it has nothing to do with the outcome or like the feelings involved, but like, there's just so much more responsibility being a Bachelorette versus like someone who can just like fade into the background and not be a part of any of the storylines. Like, I loved the lack of responsibility. Like, on the Bachelor Winter Games, obviously myself and Courtney, the guy I ended up with, we weren't American, so the American producers gave no shits about us. You know, they were trying to make couples that were like an international person and an American person, so then at least the American audience was going to be able to relate. But they couldn't like separate us because we were just like glue. We were just so attracted to each other.
Oh my God, I loved you guys on Winter Games. You guys are my favorite.
Honestly, we were like best friends.
Yeah.
It was. And it was really crazy to me because like before then I'd only been on The Bachelor of New Zealand, and that's kind of how I got onto that show. And like, me and the guy were like friends. I came second, but like, we both kind of agreed that it wasn't going to be something romantic. We were just like really close in like a friendship sense. And then going on to Winter Games, I was just so taken aback because like, I actually had genuine, like real, like, oh my God, this could be love type shit feelings. And it was overwhelming because I was like, fuck, this is real, but there's like cameras in my face and shit. And like, we had our first kiss, me and Courtney, like we hid from the cameras because we just wanted it to be like real. And it felt weird to have a camera in your face when you're actually feeling something genuine. So like, we were like scurrying to like all corners of the house to like have makeout sessions and shit. And then they had to pull us aside and they were like, hey, like, you guys are on a TV show and you've already kissed and we didn't get it on camera. So can you guys like fucking kiss on camera, please? And we're like, starts okay.
With like a producer pulling you to the bathroom and they're like, you know, like you're like on a dating show, Alexis. And I'm like, oh, yes! I'm like, really? Oh, I forgot. They're like, so like, you have to like talk to like the guys. And I'm like, but do I?
Honestly, there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than when you have your bubble popped, when you think you're living in reality and then they're like, it's a TV show, bitch, pull yourself together.
Yeah, but I just can't be fake. So if I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to act like I am just to become like a Bachelor Nation couple. Like, that was just not my goal. Like, if it happened, I was all for it. But if it didn't happen, it wasn't the end of the world for me. So I was just like,
totally.
Yeah, no, sorry. But no, I loved you on Bachelor Winter Games. You were my favorite. I loved Courtney. Did you know Courtney prior to the show or no?
No, I didn't. I actually, because I was living in New Zealand and he's from Australia, I didn't know of him at all. I had never met him before or anything like that. I think I'd heard of his Bachelorette before because he was on The Bachelorette in Australia. But honestly, living in New Zealand, I was like living overseas and stuff, like traveling. So I didn't really have anything to do with Bachelor Nation at that time. But yeah, when I met him, it was just the weirdest shit, man. When I met him, I was just like, damn.
Yeah, no, you could totally tell you guys were like the real deal. And you dated for a while after that, right?
Yeah, we were together like for maybe like a year and a half. But maybe less than a year and a half. It's interesting because probably every Bachelor Nation couple that's actually legit can relate to how intense the pressure is of dating in the public eye. And we definitely like... broke up at one point and we didn't tell the public, and then we kind of got back together, and it was just trying to navigate something that was so different. And we both moved to LA together, so we were navigating like a new country, like a new relationship, my first love, and also trying to like
all the
just
pressure.
Fucking all the pressure, you know, all everyone messaging us like, you guys should get married and have babies, and that's like not what I want. So it was very confusing, and it was a lot of pressure for both of us. And I think we both kind of crumbled under that pressure and chose to break up and come back together. And Yeah, I was a little bit all over the place, but we're actually really good friends now, and we catch up, like, you know, maybe once a month and just, like, kind of debrief on life and whatever. The one thing we did have was friendship, and although our romantic relationship didn't quite work, our friendship was something that was always really solid, and that's just kind of stayed after the romantic relationship has, like, done its course. Now we're still that's friends, good. And I'm super stoked for that, honestly. It's the best possible outcome.
Wait. Do you understand? I used stoked for the first time today. I've never heard the word stoked, and I used it today in a sentence. And the fact that you just said that, I can't. Okay. I think I left my body again. I swear to God, I haven't used the word stoked, I don't think, in my entire life. And I used it today. And the fact that you just said that, okay, I can't. I'm sorry.
We're meant to be. We're meant to be.
Really are.
Your boyfriend.
I need to come save you from New Zealand. But I don't know. I don't know if you want to fucking come to Texas right now, but okay.
Oh, honestly, if we get married, I'll take the green card.
Okay, perfect. What's the craziest thing a fan has done for you?
I have had a fan offer me $500 for my dirty, well-worn swimmer bottom. So like a bathing suit bottom.
A man or woman?
It was a man. And you know what? I was just so young and dumb at the time. I didn't take it. So if you're listening to this, like, I'm totally keen now. But back then I like freaked out and said no.
I would have totally taken it.
And honestly, like, I humored him for a little bit. I was like, oh, you know.
How did this interaction happen? Like, in person, over the DM? Like,
it was definitely a DM encounter. I don't think anyone would ever have the balls to come up to me. Though I would admire that, honestly. If someone came up to me in public, I'd probably just, like, pull my underwear off underneath my clothes and just, like, give it to him for having the courage to come up for me. Yeah. I'd be like...
Just for having job, bro. Balls, like, I would 100% do it. But at the same time, he did it over the DM. And what you said, what was your response?
Well, like, my brain at the time, I just come off the first season of The Bachelor in New Zealand. And I don't know if you knew this, but I was only 20 when I did my first Bachelor show, which is freaking tiny. Like, I was literally a fetus. And so I'm only 24 now, and I've finished, like, you know, I've done all the shit. I've climbed the ladder. But it's good and it's bad, because I wish that I had done it a little bit older, because whilst I was very mature for my age, I also know so much about myself now. And obviously I wasn't medicated for my ADHD throughout my whole Bachelor journey. So now that I am medicated, I'm like, oh my God, my brain works so much better now. I wish that I had been able to, like, have that brain on TV. But, like, no regrets or anything. And the good thing is, like, I can now leave that chapter behind and go on to new things, and I still have, like, heaps of time to kind of reinvent myself and move away from that franchise, which is kind of what I'm doing now. So yeah, no hard feelings. But yeah, basically, sorry, massive tangent sideline journey I just went on.
I'm following you. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so hard to get out of the Bachelor bubble, because it's especially, like, you've done so many, I mean, you've done more shows than I have. And it was just been a bit, also America is Bachelor Nation is, like, insane on a whole nother level, I feel like.
I couldn't believe, like, coming into an American franchise, how different you guys do it than we do.
It's on a whole nother level. Like, I remember going to Canada to do just like a talk show about the Bachelor Canada. And it was just not a big deal at all. And I was like, America, it's like the whole world knows about, like, I mean, everybody is invested. It's like headline news, if any, like, something from the Bachelor, like, it's insane. But I was so happy. I loved doing the Bachelor. I loved the experience, but that chapter has closed for me. And that's why I love doing this podcast, because it's not really Bachelor related, even though we're talking about it right now. Like, I'm just saying, like, we're talking about our experiences, but it's kind of just a different, it's not like I recap the episodes from each night. Like, it's just a whole different, it's just a girls' night that we just get weird and talk about whale penises, you know?
No, I love that you are taking this podcast and you're moving it away from Bachelor franchise, because I know it's like a very American thing to make a Bachelor podcast, like to be on The Bachelor and then go make a podcast. Like everyone does it. Like,
yeah,
it's not a thing on this side of the world. Like nobody does it. But because Bachelor is so huge in your country, like people will just listen to people talk about The Bachelor for fucking hours. I don't know how they do it, but they do.
I just am past it. You know, I'm so grateful for the opportunity, and I love everything that, I mean, I started the podcast, I started my business. Like I appreciate everything that is done for me, but like the people that stay in the bubble kind of freak me out.
me too, honestly. Honestly, like we don't have a bubble here, which is good because there's just not enough. Like I'm so excited to just move past it. And like you, very grateful. Do not regret anything. I learned so much about myself. Like I learned things about myself that I would never have learned in any other situation. So like super grateful for it, but like super excited to leave it behind, and also terrified of people who stay in the bubble. And I encourage people who are in the bubble to get the fuck out of the bubble. Get out. It's like a cult. Bless them. It's fun while it lasts, but like you need for your mental health, you need to get out.
I know. It's so. I mean, you know, Bibiana.
I love Bibiana.
Yes. So she was on Girls Night, and she was talking about how she did I don't know if she said this on the podcast or off the podcast, but she was just talking about how she went on a Bachelor podcast and it gave her like PTSD because she was like, I cannot go back mentally there. Like I am so over it. And the fact that I did a podcast, like she was like, I'm so happy I did Girls Night because I didn't have to talk about it. And I was like, no, you are, this is a safe place. Okay.
Honestly. And I feel like with Bachelor questions, you kind of become like a bit of a broken record because there's only so much you can say about something, and you just say the same shit over and over and over again. And it's so fucking boring for everyone.
How many
involved.
Times people have called me, is it a shark or dolphin? I legit.
Wait, you should just get it tattered. Like it's a fucking, what was it? A dolphin? I didn't even know.
It was a shark costume, but I was a doll. I was just fucking with everybody because I'm a jokester, and I was like, no, I'm a dolphin bitch, and they were like, I don't think so. And I'm like, nope, it is. Like I was fully committed, and I mean, it was just a joke, but like to this day, I will always be dark. I will always be a dark girl, but I have no regrets. But that question will forever be asked.
I can imagine how you would walk into that.
I can't complain. Yeah. Okay. Next up, which top three celebrities would you think were aliens?
I'm going to have to go. Definitely Elon Musk. Like he's trying to get home. That's why he's built this spaceship. One. Yeah. Elon Musk, maybe like Gwyneth Paltrow or something. I feel like she like wears like a skin suit of like a white woman, but she's like something else underneath. Yeah. Maybe like Chris Harrison. I don't know. I don't trust TV hosts for some reason. Like he's nice, but they scare me. Do you know what I mean? Like I love TV hosts. I'm just going to keep saying I love TV hosts.
So good at his job. Like he would come out, say the 10 sentences with no break. I was like, how the fuck did you do that without like a prompt or anything? I can't
every even. But like every TV host, oh, he's great at his job. Like no doubt about it. But every TV host, have you ever tried to like talk to them as like a person without the TV host persona? It's really hard to like tap into the real person. Like I feel like even when you talk to them when the camera's not on, you still get like a TV host, and it's like really kind of weird.
Yeah. So you would say all TV hosts might be aliens. I wouldn't put it past me. Definitely Nicolas Cage is up there, 100%. I'm terrified of him.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
He's an alien. I don't know why.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I haven't. Ooh, Alexis, my brain's not going anywhere. It's only going to Nicolas Cage, maybe because I'm terrified of him. Nicolas Cage. Tom Cruise might be an alien.
And oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'm thinking of a girl.
Britney Spears.
Fuck you.
No! Leave Britney out of this, Kevin.
Just kidding.
Look how he
shut up, Kevin.
Lily loves Britney too. Free Britney for life. I knew you were gonna say that.
I was taking it back before it even like left my mouth.
But we real quick.
I was expecting that.
Okay.
What about Britney Spears' sister? Jamie or whatever.
No, I don't think they're aliens. I just think they're pieces of shit. Sure. But okay, if you can smoke weed with anyone in the world, who would it be? It could be dead or alive too. No aliens though.
I would like to smoke weed with you, to be honest. I reckon we'd have a good time.
Oh, hell yeah. That would be really fun. I think we would laugh the whole time. Viviana was like, why don't we do a podcast high? I'm like, well, first of all, I couldn't do it in front of Kevin. So we would need to do it like over the computer. I don't know, Kevin. I would just feel like also Tyler, my boyfriend, has never smoked weed in his life.
I'd do it with y'all.
He's like super straight edge. So like even when I just take it like a gummy at my house, like Tyler cannot be around me because he bugs me out. He turns when I'm stoned. He turns into Woody from Toy Story and I can't get it out of my head. So I'm just like, I can't. So now he's golfing and I've been taking the weed gummy and like having like my just like alone time. But when he's around, he bugs me the fuck out just because he doesn't know the feeling. So
he wouldn't understand you at all or like be able to relate to how you're thinking. Cause my ex Courtney was the same. He's not anymore. Like after we broke up, he like tried weed and did all these cool things. And I was like, bro, where were you? Like what happened there? You did that after we broke up. But he was like, he did not understand drugs or like getting high or weed or anything.
Yeah. He was.
Sorry. No, I was going to say a really funny story. Actually, the first time he did, we were together and we went to this event and we were in LA and it was called such an LA thing. It was called a weed and cryptocurrency event.
Oh my God. And you lost me. No, I'm kidding. You had me. Honestly, crypto. I'm out. I'm kidding.
Honestly, I was not there mentally, but my agent was like, come, I want you to meet these people. And so me and Courtney came together and this chef was handing out these brownies and he didn't tell us they were weed brownies, but obviously they were weed brownies because it was a weed event. And so we both took one and I was like, oh damn, they're really good. And so I had another one. And then he kind of like looked at me like, oh, you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, they're really good.
Classic mistake.
And then edibles. Honestly, like we were talking to this guy that apparently used to be Michael Jackson's ex-manager. And he was like standing around. He was just like, yeah, like talking himself up. He was like this white ball dude that was like sweating for some reason. And he had like three girls on each arm. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? And then all of a sudden it just like, boom, like I felt like I'd been hit by a car. I like said to Courtney, I like whispered in his ear. I was like, I don't think I can walk. And he's like, what do you mean? You're standing up. And I was like, oh my God. And I like tried to take a step and it felt like everything was in slow motion. And then it felt like everything was melting, including me. Like I felt like I was melting. I was looking at his head and I could see like all the sweat. He was like talking to me, but I was like staring at his hairline and he didn't really have much hair at all. It was like a terrible hairline. And then there was sweat everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, am I sweating? And then I think I just like mid conversation, him talking to me, I just like walked off and went into the bathroom and like sat down. I was like, holy shit. And then I could have been in there for like 5 days for all I knew, but I came out and then my manager was like, what did you give him? And I was like, I didn't give him anything. Obviously I've had the same thing. And he's like, Courtney is fucked. So we were both fucked and we're at this event and there's literally so many people around us. And my manager was like, you two have to go. Like you have to get out of here. And we're in the car park and Courtney like grabs me and he's like, watch out. And I was like, what is it? and it was a parked car. And he was like, oh, I thought that car was going to hit us. And I was like, it's a fucking parked car. And so we were just so stoned. And then we got in an Uber. Our manager put us in an Uber to go home. And then the Uber driver was just talking to us. Like, I thought it was friendly chat. But then I got really convinced that he was going to kill us and he was going to murder us. Honestly, I started texting Courtney as he was sitting beside me being like, bro, he's going to kill us. Like, he's going to dump our body. Open the door now. Like, we were at a park. Like, we're at a light. And I was like texting him like, open the door now. Go, go, go. And he was like, no, we're not going anywhere. It's fine. And the Uber driver like started opening up about his life and like his childhood and like started like talking about all this really personal stuff. And I was like, he's dumping on us because he's gonna kill us after. Like, he doesn't care anymore. And I was so scared. And then we got home and ate like a bunch of pasta. Honestly, I was so convinced. We got home, ate some pasta, and then fell asleep. And then in the morning, I was like, we're never getting high together again.
Yeah, no, I can never. I mean, I only do it like to go to sleep, and then usually because just for, and like I have anxiety sometimes. So either it's the gummy is either a hit or miss. Like, it either fucking spikes my anxiety or makes me go to sleep. So I'm like very like iffy. But I had a moment of it hit me on the toilet, and I could not move for like 2 hours. Like, I melted into the toilet. And I've told my Girls Night listeners that I retired from weed gummies, and I lie every time because it happened. I still take them.
No, the thing about edibles and gummies and stuff is like, they just,
and especially like if I need to sleep, like it gives me like it knocks me out cold. Like, and if I have a long ass work week and Friday night comes and I pop a weed gummy, I'm done and I'm so happy. But I also get super creative on it too.
Me too. Like, if I'm like you, if I have too much, I get anxious. But if I have like the right amount, I'm just like
chill.
I'm just like stupid, giggly, like talk about the weirdest freaking things. Like, I had a thought the other night whilst I had a little bit of weed, and I was like, me and my housemate were watching MasterChef, and I was like, why are people, do you guys have MasterChef in America? Yeah. I was like, why are people on a show competing to be a chef? Like, I have never met a happy chef that like didn't do a bunch of drugs and yell at underage waitresses. Like, a chef doesn't sound fun. It doesn't sound like the dream job. I don't get why people are like competing against each other and like crying on TV about becoming a chef.
Maybe because
Yeah,
I mean, that is something that I would never do, because I can't even pour a bowl of cereal. So,
but then again, like we went on a show for like to compete for love. So yeah, like, it's not really that much better.
Yeah. You're right. That it too fucking Shay. I mean, maybe just people like genuinely love to cook. And I wish I was one of those people. My mom would 100% go on MasterChef. What is it called? Top Chef, MasterChef. Either way, she would 100% go on there. So there are people like that in the world, which, I mean, you know, people have their passion. So if they want to be a master chef, go right ahead.
Okay. I feel like cooking is fun until you have to do it for work full time. Yes.
Like, I like trying new things, but to see if I could do it, which normally I can't, but you know, at least I try. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is all that matters.
Since you are on Girls Night, you have to spill. What was your wildest Girls Night out? And I'm expecting a very steamy, dirty answer.
Oh, mine was definitely not going to be dirty and steamy. I was going more towards wild.
Yeah.
I one time woke up with a broken arm and I didn't know how I got it. That's what I think is wild. Like, in my brain, that's like, holy shit, that was wild. That's like the cream of the crop. I was living in Canada at the time, and it technically wasn't a girls' night. It was a girls' and a guys' night. I was hanging out with my gay male best friend, and we were supposed to leave I was working in Canada and we were supposed to go to Greece. We were going to live in Greece for 6 months together and do something like kind of illegal. and we basically were like, okay, big last hurrah, goodbye, whatever. And it was probably like 3 a.m. and we were back at his apartment and there was like a bunch of people around. And apparently I just like got up and like left the building and everyone was kind of like, oh my God, where's she going? And my friend Steve was like, oh no, she just does this. She'll be fine. Like she's fine. And then I was gone for like 2 hours and everyone had left. And he was like, oh my God, where is she? Because his apartment was like in the middle of like this snowy wood, like there was nothing around. And he was like, oh God, she's probably died. And then apparently all of a sudden, like I'm blackout. So this is all apparently by this stage, I don't know. I was like knocking on the door and he opened it and I like was holding my arm and there was like my bone was like sticking out and I was like crying. And he was like, oh my God, what have you done? And I was just like, I don't know what's going on. And so at the time I had a Nokia phone and my friend didn't have a phone. We'd both lost our phones and were too broke at the time to replace them. So we couldn't call like a taxi to go to the hospital. And we just found this random guy in the hall that was coming back to his place from a night out. And we were like, hey dude, can you call us a taxi? And he was like, sure. We got a taxi, went to the hospital and the hospital was closed. I don't remember any of this. No, I kind of start to have memory of the taxi, but before that I don't. But we're in the taxi and we get to the hospital and the hospital's closed and we're like knocking on the door and there's like nurses like ages away and they're like, no, we're closed. Like, go away, go away, go away. And then the taxi driver like comes out, he's like banging on the door. He's like, look at her arm, she's fucked. And they're just like, no, 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 sorry, bye. And so we're like, oh, sweet. So we got back in the cab and then we go back to our apartment.
Are you
and like,
they wouldn't you?
No, because I don't think they could see from the distance that they were, that there was something like really wrong with me. They just thought we were like wasted people trying to get into the hospital, but it was closed. They didn't let us in. It was the weirdest thing ever. I've never experienced that before. But so we just went back to his apartment and he had bunk beds in his room and I like crawled up onto the top bunk somehow. And then it's probably like, you know, 5 a.m. by this stage. And then we went to sleep.
How the hell did you make it to the top bunk? Why would you just keep it safe and go to the bottom?
I don't, yeah. What a douchebag. My friend was like, okay, you can sleep up top. I'm going down to my bottom part. Like, wow, now that I think about that, that's really shit. but I woke up in the morning and I like forgot it had happened, obviously. And I like went to sit up and like my arm like fell off me and I was like, oh.
And my arm was like,
well, the alcohol helped a lot because it kind of numbed the pain, but I woke up and I was like dead sober and oh my God, my arm felt like it was on fire.
Yeah.
And so I like screamed and my friend like rolled down from the bottom bunk and like looked at me and he was like, oh yeah, you broke your arm last night. And I was like, how? And he was like, I don't fucking know. And so then we obviously didn't have phones again. So my friend made a Facebook status being like, hey, can someone call a cab? Lily needs to go to the hospital. And like one of our friends saw it and called a cab. And so we got in the cab, went to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. We were supposed to go to Greece that day. And so he was like on the phone to someone, like trying to change our flights. So we had barely slept. I was like getting all this morphine. I had this hot doctor that I was hitting on the whole time. And it was just a shambles. But yeah, they put my arm in a cast and we ended up going to Greece the next day. But that's kind of like up there with like a wild night
that
for
is
me.
Insane. And the fact that they didn't take you in the hospital the next day, were you like, yeah, I was the bitch with the broken arm last night that you didn't let in. I could sue your ass.
I was like passive aggressive as shit. Like, hey, remember me? Honestly, I don't remember. I have no idea. I definitely haven't tried to sue. We don't really sue in New Zealand. So I just kind of let it slide. Yeah, no, he just gave me a little extra morphine. I was like, okay, we're cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it was interesting because like still to this day, I don't know how it happened because like I just disappeared. And to be honest, I probably fell down a flight of stairs because he had this big flight of stairs. But I tell people that I like went out into the forest and like fought a bear and like that, and then came back.
And then every time someone's like, oh my God, what happened? I would literally create a different story every time. So I was like, oh, yeah, I ran into a wall. Like that story is not fun. I was like, yeah, I went skydiving, or like, yeah, I went swimming with sharks and like it like bit my arm. Like I would make up stories because I broke both my wrists running into a wall in playing volleyball. So I couldn't give hand jobs for a year, and the boys talked to me. And
yeah, lucky you.
I was just so over everybody asking me, so I just create a new story every time. It's just so much funner that way. But knock on wood, I don't break anything ever again. Knock on wood. But thank you, Lily. You are the best. My cheeks hurt from laughing so much. You are adorable. I love you. We are soulmates. I feel it already. I feel it in my vagina. I feel it in my nipples. And thank you so much for coming on. Do you want to tell our followers where they can follow you or anything you have going on that you would like to mention, or you just want to get the fuck out of lockdown?
Honestly, yeah, get the fuck out of lockdown. But no, I don't really have anything going on that I can talk about. No cheeky plugs or whatever.
So funny. If you need a good laugh, go follow her. Tell them your Instagram, because I don't know how to say your last name properly.
It's Lily with one L, and then it's McManus. You just got to sound it out like mk.
Yeah, I mean, I'll post you too on, but your stories are so, you're like, I'm like, how the fuck does this bitch make these things up? Like, it's just so, like, I have these ideas in my head, but I just don't execute them. Recently, I used to, but just with like everything going on, I'm like, I have no brain cells. I told you from just. Yeah. Everything going on in my life, but you know,
I think the ADHD completely like contributes to it, because you have 100 things going on, and if you can write them down in time before you forget them, and then for me, like the meds help me to like create the idea into something that's watchable. So they're like two different things. Like the idea is the ADHD, and then the medication allows me to be a normal person and like create something from that.
No, yeah, I mean, how the fuck do you think I survive life? But also my boyfriend who books fucking trips every fucking month, I'm like, I mean, it's not a bad problem to have, but I'm like, baby, I'm trying to build my business and my podcast. Like you can't, I mean, I'm happy to go to Greece for 20 days, but like at the same time,
you have your own empire you're working on.
I have my own empire. He's been on this earth 5 years longer than I have. So I'm like, baby, I'm still working on it. Like you have people that help you. I'm running the show by myself. So like, let's like not go to Cabo for the fucking 8th time this year.
But oh my God.
I'm literally going to Cabo tomorrow. Like what the fuck is my life?
There's definitely the worse problems to have, but
I know I'm such a brat, but you know what I mean? I'm just like, I love to work. I love the podcast. I love when I'm consistent, I do very well. So then when I go on trips, I get fucking blacked out and wasted. And then when I get home,
totally.
You know,
and I feel like with ADHD, it's really hard to find consistency. So when you do finally get it, it's like incredible. And when someone takes you away from you, it's like, oh, and you feel like you have to start again, like from the very bottom.
Yes. And I get so mad at Tyler, and he doesn't understand because he doesn't, first of all, but I'd rather have my brain than his brain any day. But thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. You were amazing. You are the best. I hope you had so much fun. So make sure you follow at Girls Night Hangout, at Hoop Nation by Alexis, and at Alexis Waters _, and make sure to follow Girls Night with Alexis Waters on YouTube, and at Lily _McManus.
No underscore. That's my Hotmail.
Oh shit. Sorry. Okay. I will post it again. I love you so much. Thank you, Girls Night. Have the best week ever.